You're listening to the Online News Weather and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.
Minden City Police report the arrest of Michael Reeves, age 48, of Sibley. Reeves was booked for theft and was also booked as a fugitive from the Webster Parish Sheriff's Office. City Police booked a motorist for hit and run, reckless operation, and failure to report an accident. One arrest was reported on warrants for failure to appear. A reminder from the Department of Transportation and Development: on Wednesday, the outside lane of I-20 westbound at Bear Creek, just east of the Highway 80 interchange in Bienville Parish, will be closed. The closure will be Wednesday from around 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. to allow for pavement patching operations. All work will be performed, weather permitting. 20% chance for showers today, high near 89 with an east wind at 5 miles an hour. Cloudy overnight, slight chance for a shower, overnight low 67, east wind 5 miles an hour. 20% chance of showers Wednesday, high 89, east wind 5 miles an hour. Clear Wednesday night, low near 66, east wind 5 miles an hour. Sunny Thursday, high 89. Partly cloudy Thursday night, low 68. And that's the forecast. In a recent session of District Criminal Court held before Judge Doug Stinson, Tashun Bailey and Henry Brown Jr. each pleaded not guilty to second-degree murder in connection with the death of Larricker Washington in November of 2022. Trial date has been set for September 18th. Cheney Garmany was sentenced to 1 year at hard labor with credit for time served for possession of Schedule II controlled dangerous substance. Anthony Graves was sentenced to 8 years at hard labor with credit for time served for indecent behavior with a juvenile under age 13. 2 years of the sentence is without benefit of parole, probation, or suspension of sentence. Terry Keith Green pleaded not guilty to DWI, careless operation, and improper lane use, and will stand trial at a later date. Rebecca Holyfield pleaded not guilty to simple cruelty to animals and will stand trial at a later date. Marvin Johnson was sentenced to 6 months at hard labor for each count of introducing contraband into a penal facility and attempted simple escape. Harvey Major was sentenced to 6 months hard labor with credit for time served for simple escape. Scott Brady Mangum pleaded not guilty to simple assault and will stand trial at a later date. Terry Ann Miller was given a 30-day suspended sentence and placed on 6 months probation for improper supervision of a minor. Jamie Ray New was fined $5,000 plus court cost, plus a 10-year suspended sentence, and placed on 3 years probation for possession Schedule II controlled dangerous substance with intent to distribute. The court revoked the probation of Melinda Patton, who was ordered to serve sentence for possession of Schedule II controlled dangerous substance. Clayton Hunter Romaine was fined $150 plus court cost or 10 days in jail for disturbing the peace. Corbin Tilley was sentenced to 180 days in jail with credit for time served for theft and sentenced to 30 days in jail for criminal trespassing. Anthony Trowell was fined $5,000 plus court cost, plus a 10-year suspended sentence, and placed on 3 years probation for possession of Schedule I controlled dangerous substance with intent to distribute. A special meeting of the Webster Parish School Board is scheduled for tonight. The special meeting is set for 6 o'clock this evening in the school board offices on Shepherd Street. On the agenda, recognize the Webster Parish 2022-23 Students of the Year, Support Persons of the Year, and Teachers of the Year. We'll also discuss a number of budget revisions. Consider adopting a separate job description for the position of pre-kindergarten paraprofessional. The job description will be voted on at the June 12th board meeting. Consider changing current policy that the non-tenured employees can be terminated upon the superintendent's recommendation to the board. Action will be taken at the June 12th board meeting. We'll also consider an update to the disciplinary hearing officer list and an update to the disciplinary hearing procedures. Also on the agenda, expenditures from the District 6 half-cent sales tax fund, including the purchase of a lawnmower from Webster Junior High for $15,714, the purchase of 11 classroom phones and an administrative paging system IP phone, total cost $5,512.43. A finance committee meeting is scheduled for 5 o'clock with the full special meeting set for 6 o'clock in the school board offices on Shepherd Street. The meetings are open to the public. The UCAP program needs for this week include cereal, powdered milk, and biscuit mix, men's tennis shoes sizes 9 and up, and men's pants or jeans waist size 32 and 34, pots and pans, twin size sheets, towels, toothpaste, and deodorant. The UCAP office was closed Monday for Memorial Day, but will be open Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 204 Miller Street. In recognition of National Senior Health and Fitness Day, a community health fair for senior citizens is scheduled for Wednesday, 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. at the Minden Recreation Center. There'll be exercise demonstrations, bingo, door prizes, and a lunch will be provided. The ARC of Caddo-Bossier will host a recruitment fair on Wednesday from 9 a.m. till noon at the Minden branch of the Webster Parish Library. The ARC is looking for direct support professionals to assist individuals with disabilities with everyday activities such as personal hygiene, dressing, bathing, grooming, meal preparation, feeding, and housekeeping, and maybe assist the individual with doctor's appointments. For more information, call the library at 371-3080. Turner's Pond will be one of 4 sites to be stocked with catfish in preparation for the upcoming free fishing weekend. Turner's Pond is one of the get-out-and-fish sites in North Louisiana and will be stocked with catfish today. Other sites include Grambling, Ruston, and West Monroe. The free fishing dates in Louisiana are June 10th and 11th. With those due days, weekend anglers will not be required to possess a state recreational fishing license. The annual Grilling on Main event is scheduled for June 9th and 10th in downtown Minden and is the 7th annual Grilling on Main event. This event is a National Barbecue Competitors Alliance sanctioned event. There will be a Little Grillers competition for ages 6 to 18 at 6 p.m. Friday evening, June 9th. The Main Street will be closed beginning Friday morning at 5 a.m. Grilling will be held on Main Street. There will also be activities at the Marquee parking lot and on Pearl Street. The tournament, cornhole tournament, will be at 7 p.m. Friday evening at East Union and Broadway. And there will be a fireworks display Friday evening, June 9th at 9 p.m. On Saturday, the competition starts at 6 a.m. There will also be crafts, food vendors, coloring for kids, and music. To register for all the events, call the Main Street office at 371-4258. To volunteer as a judge for the cook-off, call City Hall 377-2144. Funeral services for Dr. Robert Kimmerly are scheduled for 11 o'clock Wednesday morning at First Methodist Church. Visitation starts at 9:30 Wednesday morning in the church sanctuary. Burial will follow at the Zion Rest Primitive Baptist Church in Jonesboro. Survivors include his wife, Kelly Woodard of Minden, Cindy Kimmerly of Minden, 2 daughters, including Kelly Woodard of Minden, and Celeste Williams of Houghton, a son, 2 stepdaughters, including Ashley Bell of Houghton, 8 grandchildren also survive. Services for Emily Halsey Prothro Van Horn are scheduled for 1 o'clock Wednesday at St. John's Episcopal Church with burial in the Gardens of Memory. Survivors include a daughter, a son, brother Carlton Prothro of Minden, 8 grandchildren, a number of great-grandchildren also survive. Memorial service for Barry Teague is scheduled for 10:30 Friday morning at the First Baptist Church Chapel. Survivors include his wife, Pam Woodard, two sons, a sister, three grandchildren also survived. Wimberly Agency is a multiple-line independent insurance agency that has served our area for nearly 60 years. From a personal auto policy with one vehicle to a growing business with a large fleet of vehicles, pollution exposure, and large bond demands, Wimberly Agency has the company and personnel to provide excellent insurance solutions. With convenient locations in Minden, Ringgold, Homer, and Hainesville, call 377-3611 or visit WimberlyAgency.com. Good afternoon. It's time for the Trading Post on Kansas Radio, the program to buy, sell, trade, give away, lost and found. So get your pencil and paper ready. It's time for the Trading Post on AM 1240 KASO. And a reminder on the Trading Post, all telephone numbers will begin with a prefix of 377 unless otherwise stated. All the cell phone numbers on the Trading Post will begin with the area code 318, unless otherwise mentioned. For sale, a pellet grill for $1,800. They say is still in the box. 725-9560. Pellet grill for sale. New, still in the box. They're asking $1,800. 725-9560. For sale, a push lawnmower at 3822. That's a push mower for sale at 3822. Wanted, a king-size mattress and box springs, 532-3958. Wanted, king-size mattress and box springs, 532-3958. Concrete pads for sale for $10 each. 562-0603. They have for sale concrete pads, $10 each at 562-0603. For sale, a microwave for $25, a camping chair for $5 at 553-7977. For sale, a microwave for $25 and a camping chair for $5. 553-7977. For sale, two electric heaters. They're $100 each. It says still in the box. Call 658-6839. Two electric heaters. They're still in their boxes. They're $100 a piece at 658-6839. Set of tires to give away from a 2011 Chevy Traverse. The size is 255-65-18 at 219-6999. They have a set of four tires from a 2011 Chevy Traverse to give away. They're 255-65-18, 219-6999. Wanted, someone to program a computer for a 2008 Grand Cherokee Laredo with a 3.6 V8. 843-6312. Wanted, someone to program a computer for a 2008 Grand Cherokee Laredo with a 3.6 V8. 843-6312. A room for rent for $450 a month includes utilities at 5217. They have a room for rent. It's $450 a month. That includes utilities at 5217. For sale, two pieces of antique furniture, two dining room chairs, both for $20, a microwave cart for $20, and a toolbox, tools included, for $25 at 268-7681. That's for sale, two small pieces of antique furniture. Also for sale, two dining room chairs, both for $20, a microwave cart for $20, and a toolbox. Tools are included, $25, all at 268-7681.
That was today's online news, weather, and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.